When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kyrie has a $36.5 million player option for next season, with a Wednesday deadline looming on whether he will exercise it or decline it and become a free agent. Kyrie did list out some potential teams he would be interested in a sign and trade option if he and the Nets don't agree on terms for him to stay in Brooklyn. One of those teams on the list was the Lakers. So Draymond Green said the following on Kyrie and LeBron in an interview with Bloomberg. With LeBron James, if you give them someone like Kyrie, they'll have a chance because of the way Kyrie can score the basketball. LeBron will only put him in a position to do that. Kyrie has not proven to be a great leader. LeBron will put an umbrella over that. If you can do what you're good at, you have LeBron leading, they could contend, but they won't beat us. Just a little bit of shade there. You obviously have to get that shade in. Freddie, I'm going to start with you on this one. Should LeBron be interested in a reunion with Kyrie?
Nah, you can leave that whole Ben Affleck, J-Lo thing alone if you're LeBron James, to be honest with you, because, and I get it, Kyrie Irving, and I'm going to say this out loud, it may not be the popular commentary, Christine and Courtney, but to me, he's not a bad guy when it comes to Kyrie Irving. I don't think there's a bad guy there, but he is very unwilling to compromise if it doesn't fit what he believes should fit. And Draymond made the point in terms of that Kyrie has shown that he has not been a great leader. I don't think he knows how to go about that because he believes his way should be the best way. And that's not to say he's wrong, but you got to do a better job of communicating that. And he was completely out of bounds when he tried to do that at Boston. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum said, take a good look at us. Who do you think you are? And Marcus Smart was right there with it. Kyrie Irving understands what an alpha dog is supposed to look like because he played with it with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He just doesn't know how to do it. So now you're asking a guy who wants to be an alpha and have LeBron James kind of simmer him down. I don't think LeBron James wants to sign up for that. He's got enough dealing with going to L.A., having still all the Kobe Bryant fans saying you're not a real Laker. So he's got to still deal with that in Los Angeles. So now you bring in a Kyrie Irving, who's one of his main idols, was Kobe Bryant, who wants to believe he can be Kobe Bryant. If you're LeBron James, there's certain seductions you can sign up for. This is something you need to stay away from, no matter how gifted a basketball player Kyrie Irving is.
So apparently we know that their friendship has been mended because they had that falling out after the two of them left Cleveland. So if there's anybody who could make this work, it's LeBron James for a number of different reasons. First, if I'm LeBron, I'm thinking, trading for Kyrie Irving gets me out of the mess that I created bringing Russell Westbrook here, because you know that the Lakers would probably trade Russ in a future first-round pick, maybe two, back to Brooklyn in exchange for Kyrie Irving. That gets him out of your hair. He's their problem, and you can start over fresh here. If you've got Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis, a healthy Anthony Davis, I feel like that's a team with a lot of work elsewhere, which kind of remains a mystery with the rest of their bench and their depth, that could contend for a title. But the only person who can make this work is LeBron James, because LeBron, at this point of his career, we don't know how many more years he's going to play. He has the power as the GOAT of this era to tell Kyrie Irving what's up. Like, I know we talked about this first hour and how I feel like Kevin Durant has every right to tell his teammate, hey, you kind of put me in a bind last year, like not necessarily like writing the journey for him, but showing him to the light. LeBron's going to pull you into the light and show you exactly what needs to be done, because that's his team. You're not going there as Kyrie Irving and becoming like Kyrie Irving, king of the Los Angeles Lakers. That's LeBron James's team, and you're going to do things LeBron's way when you're out there. So if you're Kyrie Irving, you're setting yourself up for that, knowing that going there, because remember, there was that podcast that Kyrie Irving was on at the time that he and KD had linked up. And he said, you know, I'm so glad that I get to be with someone who I know is not going to always automatically take the last shot in a basketball game. That was a shot at LeBron James. If those two have inevitably moved past that, you still know that LeBron's taking that last shot at the end of the game. If you are Kyrie Irving, you've got to be okay with that going to the Lakers. Also, I mean, he's got to take a big pay cut, Rod, to go to the Lakers. Yeah. Not a fan of that one if I'm him.
Yeah, $6.4 million mid-level exemption. Yeah, he may not want to give a $30 million and leave that on the table. Here's why I'll disagree with you a little bit, Courtney, in terms of LeBron can do that with Kyrie and not make him stand down. That's not the proper term. I know you weren't trying to say that. I think the only person that can make Kyrie go along is Kyrie Irving. Because I firmly believe Kyrie Irving's at a point, and he's always been this way, where some people are different. He's different. And at times that can work. But at other times, when it comes to a team sport, that becomes a major, major issue. And Kyrie Irving is not getting any younger. And the league is getting younger and faster every year, where you look at Memphis, what they're doing. Golden State is fortifying their team in the future that when Steph and Klay get to that point, they got Jordan Poole and other cast of characters ready to take their place. Can't forget about the Denver Nuggets. They're getting Jamal Murray back and Nikola Jokic, a back-to-back MVP. So the league continues to get younger and faster. If Kyrie Irving can't realize that, you know what, it can't just be about me. It can't just be about, okay, what's in it for me. If he has to expect LeBron James to do that, that's a bad path if I'm LeBron the Lakers. Kyrie Irving has to do that. Kyrie Irving has to say, okay, I'm going to benefit if we all benefit. It's the old Magic Johnson scenario that I'm not worried about what was in it for me. When we win, we all win. Because if they win in Los Angeles, it's not just going to be LeBron. It's going to be LeBron and AD and Kyrie Irving. Everybody goes along with it. It can't just be about I got to be on that same line because everybody's going to benefit. So it can't be about LeBron saying to Kyrie, come on, get along to get along. Kyrie Irving, in my opinion, has to do that more than LeBron James or anybody else.
Well, he also has to realize he hasn't played his best basketball since he was with LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah.
His best, most
Fair.
Consistent, Fair. The elite of the elite Kyrie Irving has been gone for a while. He hasn't been able to get back to that version of himself, you know, for 5-6 years now. So he's got to realize, hey, I might have a chance running alongside LeBron James in ways that it wouldn't have worked with Kevin Durant if I'm going to the Lakers to reinvent myself at this portion of my career.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. He's not getting any younger, and there's a finite amount of time that he's going to be able to score at the level that he does. Go do it alongside LeBron James and play, you know, with LeBron playing a number of different positions on any given night and creating for you. You create for him. You can be that option. You can be on effectively this new super team. I mean, that's what he did in linking up with Kevin Durant in Brooklyn. For him to get back to the version he was when he's taking that shot over Steph Curry in the 2016 NBA Finals. I miss that Kyrie Irving.
So does
Where's
Kyrie.
That Kyrie?
So does Kyrie. He
I miss the old Kyrie. Yeah, well, I want that version to come back.
Yeah, so all of us do because what does Stephen A. Smith like to say? He's box office big time when it comes to Kyrie Irving. The question is, sometimes you get the understudy.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you go to see Kyrie Irving play, it's like a bad episode of Seinfeld. We came to see Bette Midler. There's no Bette Midler here. We came to see Kyrie Irving. There's no Kyrie Irving here. You can't afford to do that if you're Kyrie Irving. And we made the point early, and Courtney, you made the point, and Christine as well, about no one could have anticipated COVID-19, the bubble, social justice, mm-hmm. a lot of those things. Kyrie Irving has played less than 53% of the games in Brooklyn
right.
ever since he got to that franchise. So many different factors have been able to take him off the basketball court. But at a certain point, when do you say to yourself, okay, I got to stop making it about me. I got to stop being the problem that anytime something goes wrong, it's always placed at my feet, whether it's my fault or whether I had anything to do with it or not. When does Kyrie Irving realize, as intelligent that I believe that he is, as sharp as I believe that he is always going to continue to be, being very worldly, when does he realize there is a bubble outside of your world
right.
that you have to be a part of to make things work, not just from an individual yeah. standpoint, but from a collective standpoint? And you can't think that LeBron James has to be that guy. If Kevin Durant can't do it or doesn't want to do it in Brooklyn, why are you going to go back to the first marriage and think that that's going to work around for Kyrie Irving in a different location?
Well, apparently they're BFFs again. You know, they've solved all their problems and their marital issues, and they're, you know, they can create
They had a good counselor,
again.
Good mediator. They didn't have to separate the kids and the dog and nothing like that.
I just feel like LeBron's not going to put up with it in the
right.
ways that kind of feels like Kevin Durant's given him a pass. And,
sure.
you know, at every step of the way, when he's getting questions about Kyrie, he's defending him publicly. And I feel like LeBron, on the other hand, you know, this is somebody who feels pressure to get back to the postseason.
Right.
The Lakers and the Nets were the preseason favorites to win to go to the NBA Finals this past season. Lakers didn't even get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The other team got bounced, embarrassingly, yeah. in
right.
four games
right.
by the Boston Celtics. So I feel like LeBron's probably looking at this, maybe swallowing a little bit of his pride, but he doesn't really have to. He can
yep.
kind of muscle up here and say, all right, Kyrie, like, bygones are bygones. We can put the past behind us. But if you're coming here, You're walking into something that's already built,
right.
Albeit there's a lot of things that need to change, I think, with that Lakers roster. LeBron's still in charge out there.
Mm-hmm.
The only way, you know, I'm sure the Lakers probably saw this last week when he puts out his list of six teams,
yeah.
and are thinking to themselves, oh, no, GM LeBron again. I don't want to see this again. Because of what happened with Westbrook last year and how miserably that experiment panned out. So unless they're willing to give, you know, him effectively a second chance here, I'm not so sure that they're going to want to take on what could be that circus as everybody else has seen it with Kyrie Irving. I mean, everybody in the NBA knows what's going down not too far from here in New York. So if there's anybody who can make it work, it's LeBron. We'll see if that happens, though, because I'm just not so sure the Lakers want to buy into that.
Something just occurred to me, what you just said. And we always talk about life lessons. And if you forget the past, you're doomed to repeat it, to paraphrase that line. If I'm LeBron James, I'm not going back to the past. I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to wish Kyrie Irving well and say, man, maybe in another lifetime, maybe the world ends and we have a new NBA, we might think about doing that. But sometimes it's best to let the past stay there. Sometimes it's best to say, yeah, that was what we had. Yeah, we fixed things from in terms of friendship, mm-hmm. BFF, acquaintance, associate, whatever that is.
Frenemies.
But sometimes it's good to be... Christine, you're right. Sometimes you can be frenemies, but that doesn't mean you can be frenemies together.
Right. Sometimes you eat, just not at my table.
Absolutely.
Right?
You know, okay. Hey, you like that restaurant? I like this one. You have yours. Sometimes it's good to say, you know what, Kyrie? I'm not going to revisit that and think that we can make this work a second time because we're more mature. We're older. We clearly understand. If I'm LeBron James, that's not a road I want to go down to think that maybe this time around, Kyrie has learned his lesson, because there are no guarantees of that.
Well, if it's not Kyrie, we obviously know that LeBron does need help, though.
Right.
That free agency this year becomes ultra important for LeBron at this phase of his career in getting some more help around him and some scoring.
Well, good luck with that, the salary cap. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that is in a really tough situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like LeBron does not want the drama of bringing Kyrie
to
L.A. There's just too much on the line when it comes to that, because it's not only his play on the court, it's obviously what's going on off the court. And who knows? It's just up in the air.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
All right, it's time for Quick Takes. All rise. Aaron Judge's magical season continued on Sunday in the form of a 3-run walk-off home run in the 10th as the Yankees beat the Astros 6-3. It was his 28th of the season. Freddie, is Judge going to hit 60 home runs this season?
He'll get the 58. I don't think he'll get the 60, although talk about betting on yourself. If they thought they're going to pay him a lot of money before this season, man, they're going to have to open up. He's going to have so much money, he's going to write a check, and every bank in this country is going to bounce. That's how much money he's going to make. But I think he's going to get 58 home runs. I think he just falls short. They're going to pitch around him a little bit because he's been that white hot. I think he gets the 58. He'll come close but not get the 60.
All right, we'll see what happens. Now we head over to the National Football League. Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement last week in a immediately got to work post-retirement. Gronk posted this video on TikTok saying it's his first day of retirement that is not a gritty. He's trying, but he's not succeeding.
That looks like my gritty.
It's a big fail. I'm not going to lie. When I saw this, I was like, please tell me he's not trying to gritty. And he is. The kids are definitely outdoing him. We welcome Mike Tannenbaum back to have this conversation with us. And Mike, I'm going to start with you. Do you think that Gronk will remain retired?
No chance. When Tom Brady says come, he'll say, what time, how high you need me to jump. And look, I don't think Tampa Bay ever thought he was going to play 17 games anyway. So it's really more about quality, not quantity at this point. You know, consequential games coming down the stretch, third down red zone, maybe 20 plays a game. Veterans, like, don't want to go to training camp anyway. So he's in sunny, tax-free Florida with myself, and he's enjoying the summer right now. But there's a 100% chance he'll be a Buccaneer before the end of the season.
And see, Mike and I usually have known each other for years. We usually agree on things. We're two for two today in disagreement. Mike, what have you done to our relationship when you've done this to me today? I hear you, bud, but I don't think he's coming back. I think this time is it for Rob Gronkowski. And it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, being uninjured, being injured, being doing the gritty, although Christine said that was the ugliest gritty she's ever seen when it comes to Rob Gronkowski. I just think at a certain point, Rob Gronkowski has always talked about that he did not want to have football walk away from him. He wanted to walk away from football. He has a chance to do that right now. And, yeah, Tom Brady can be very, very persuasive. But I also believe this, Mike, Courtney, and Christine. I wonder how much Rob Gronkowski has paid attention to what we heard from Tom Brady since he decided to come back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because he sounds like a guy thinking, man, maybe those PTA meetings weren't that bad after all, because he's talking about getting his mind right, getting his body right again. It's tough to do that at his age. And if Tom Brady's talking about that right now, Rob Gronkowski, in my opinion, is probably saying, you know what? I'm young enough where I don't have to worry about making those kind of decisions. I don't have those kind of family commitments. I think even if Tom Brady calls, or in this case, when he calls, when he needs him, Rob Gronkowski's going to say, Tom, it's been real, but you need to do your own thing. I'm going to stay retired and try to improve my gritty dance moves with kids or kids not being involved.
Well, I mean, his own agent, Drew Rosenhaus, told ESPN's Adam Schefter that he would absolutely anticipate that he will come back and play, whether it's this season or next season. And the only person who's going to convince him to come out of retirement is the same person who did it the first time in Tom Brady. Now, if I'm Gronk right now, I'm trying to get healthy. I missed five games last season. He had a punctured lung. Ribs were broken at one point. Muscle spasms in his back. You're 33 years old. It's not really ideal to be dealing with all of those things, but you're young enough where if you take the next 4 to 5 months, you don't need to be at training camp. You already have an automatic connection with Tom Brady. Take the time to let your body heal, to do all of the things in recovery and give yourself the full amount of time to do those things, and then come back midway through the season when Tom Brady calls you, and you might, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers might be dealing with other injuries elsewhere. They might need another pass-catching threat. Tom Brady may just miss him being out there, and if you're Rob Gronkowski, maybe you see Tom Brady got bored after 40 days of retirement. You know, Gronk might get bored with trying to out-gritty those kids or whatever else he's going to do in his spare time with more USAA commercials. I mean, that can only keep you fulfilled for so long. So if he still has football left in him, he's the greatest tight end, in my opinion, ever.
Okay.
Continue to build on that and go at it one more time, considering how good. You're not coming back to a bad roster. Like, if you do come back, if you're Rob Gronkowski, you're coming back to a roster that is loaded and reloaded at the wide receiver position. And also, Cameron Brate had an excellent season last year and is an up-and-comer at tight end. Can you imagine those two tight end sets that they can run down there?
Nah. He ain't coming back. I don't
Freddy's
care.
Against
yeah,
it.
I'm not against it. I mean, Mike, you can elaborate on this from a personnel standpoint because it's easy to plug and play him back in just like the last time when this happened. I look at a guy like Rob Gronkowski, and not saying that he has fun outside of football. He's beyond having fun outside of football. That's what he does. I just think Rob Gronkowski at a point in his life, you think, you know what? I want to be able to walk away from this game. I wonder how much that punctured lung that he suffered last year may have scared him to say, man, I've seen a lot of guys that all of a sudden after football, those injuries and trying to play beyond your due date may accumulate. Even if Tom Brady calls, he only plays like 6 or 7 games, he may say, is it really worth it to what I want to be post-football? And I think he may decide that I love you, Tom, but not love you that much to come back and try this one more time.
Mike?
You know, Freddie, here's what's interesting about that, which is, I have scar tissue of 10 years trying to defend Gronk, be it at the Jets or the Dolphins. He was one of these players, guys, where you knew what was going to happen. You would double-team him on third down. You would double-team him in the red zone, and you still couldn't stop him.
Right.
And I understand what you're saying about him feeling his football mortality. But when you go back to last year and someone like OBJ, who gave the Rams a shot in the arm to help them get over the top. I mean, before he got hurt, OBJ was the best player on the field in the Super Bowl. Like, he was still a difference maker. And I see a very similar situation going on this year with Tampa. Courtney, you alluded to it. They have Cam Brate. They actually drafted two more tight ends that they like. There's no doubt they have planned for the future without Gronk. But because things are going to be so close between them and the Rams to get there. I could see him coming in Halloween, Thanksgiving, giving them a shot in the arm. Again, doesn't have to be a full-time role, but when the whole stadium knows the ball is going to him and they still can't stop it, that may be the difference between them being the champions and not.
This is a good example of a part-time player working out to help your team, unlike in other leagues.
Wow, shout out Kyrie, really. Wow.
It would work out.
Man.
Oh, we love that. I love the shade. I do want to ask you this, though. Without Gronk, where do the Bucks rank in the NFC? Mike.
Well, you know, for me, they're sort of like 1A behind the Rams. They're right there. You know, you look at some of these other teams, they may have taken a step back. Green Bay, most notably, losing Davante Adams. Dallas lost a number of good players, most notably, in my opinion, Randy Gregory. So I think Tampa's right there. I actually think Tampa Bay got better at the head coaching position. I work with Todd Bowles. He's not a good coach. He's a great coach. I think a big X factor in them being better this year is not only Tom Brady, but their improvement at the head coaching position. And I think they're right there with the Rams. And again, going back to last year, the Rams did a great job of adding players like an OBJ down the stretch. And that's why I think Gronk could be consequential this year.
You think Todd Bowles can be better for Tampa Bay this year compared to Bruce Arians led into a championship, Mike?
I think he could be the next version of Bill Belichick. I worked for Coach Belichick in Cleveland. Things didn't work out there. He took a couple of years off. Patriots, Jets, goes up to New England, Freddie. The rest is history. You look at Todd Bowles' resume. What he did at the Jets was probably a little bit underrated. He spent a couple of years not as a head coach. He's now inheriting a great team. I think he's a better head coach than Bruce Arians, and wow. I think his team will play that way this year.
Okay, well, I'm a Todd Bowles fan. I thought the Jets railroaded him out of New York. Not putting that on you, Mike, because you weren't there when that was going on. I thought the organization did that, the Todd Bowles, from that standpoint. It's going to be very interesting how that may be the one adjustment. We always talk about going from one coach to another. To your point, I'm not going to say that Todd Bowles is going to be better than Bruce Arians, but at least the transition won't be as deep. For example, trying to replace a Rob Gronkowski, if they had to replace a Tom Brady, if he decided not to come back as quarterback for Tampa Bay, because Todd Bowles knows the players know him, and he gets a chance to show people that, once again, the New York Jets made a mistake when let somebody go somewhere else and be better off than being with that organization. But it's going to be interesting how he's going to be able to make that work, getting a second go around, replacing a guy that led Tampa Bay to a second world championship in the history of that franchise. I can't wait to see how that's going to work out.
That's true. Anybody think that if Gronk doesn't retire, he has a future in dancing?
You know, I didn't get the gritty the first time that I tried. So
it's actually not that hard. You just shuffle your feet.
Not all of us have rhythm, but I mean, I think this isn't an awful attempt. Like
you said it is not.
It is not an awful attempt. Mine looked just as bad as that one did. I mean, his with like the shifting of weight. I mean, you gotta have a low center of gravity to do the gritty, as Justin Jefferson and the Minnesota Vikings taught me.
I will take Gronk playing for the Bucks over posting more videos like this.
Okay.
What if he does this after he scores a touchdown?
That'd be even worse, actually. Never mind. Wow. Just do whatever you got to do. Gronk stamp TikTok. Maybe that's what it is.
Hi, Gronk. Courtney will be right with you after the show's over. Gronk wants a word with you after the show's over.
Of course. My bad.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, it's time for a quick take. The last team to get into the NCAA baseball tournament was the last team standing in Omaha. Ole Miss won 4-2 on Sunday to sweep Oklahoma and capture their first national baseball title. The Rebels became the 8th national champion out of the SEC since 2009. Courtney, your reaction?
Those who know me know that I have a strong tie to the state of Mississippi. I spent 3 years down there covering a multitude of things, including Ole Miss in the 2014 College World Series when they made it to the semifinals and lost to Virginia. This story is so inspiring. From number one in the country to barely making it into the tournament. There were calls for their, you know, manager to get fired midway through the season. They stuck together. They ignored the noise, and now they're national champions. So this might irritate some of the Mississippi State people who still follow me in the great state of Mississippi. But hotty toddy to the Rebels.
Yeah. What a beautiful story.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Ole Miss couldn't let Mississippi State have anything, huh? Mississippi State won their first national championship last year. And Ole Miss, like I said, hotty toddy, good gosh almighty. That's what they're able to do. And like my wife Denise said, last team in, last team standing.
Got to share the love. They got to share the love. That's exciting. This whole thing with the team that we're about to talk about, not so exciting. After a disappointing sweep at the hands of the Celtics in the first round of the playoffs, Kyrie's future in Brooklyn is uncertain. How much will KD be involved in Kyrie's decision? So KD said the following on his podcast. There is no involvement at all. I can be involved with this is this man's livelihood. This is much bigger than me. Being a free agent is one of the most important times in your career. That can't be swayed by anyone else. Nothing can happen right now. I don't think he can make a decision on opting out until the 29th, I think. So I'll just let things play out and see what happens. Freddie, I'm going to start with you on this. What role should KD play in Kyrie's decision making?
It can't just be zero. But it can't be 100. Here's why I'm struggling with Kevin Durant and people saying that you should have a say in what somebody else is going to do. Because how many times did people crush other people saying, hey, Kevin Durant, why are you following along with other people? Why'd you follow Golden State? Why'd you follow Kyrie Irving? And now the same people are saying, hey, Kevin Durant, man, you know, you got to be with Kyrie Irving, boss. You know, you guys are tied together. Kevin Durant's like, whoa, wait a minute. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, in my opinion, when it comes to Kevin Durant. If he gets involved and Kyrie Irving leaves, they're going to say, oh, you're not a good leader, you're not a good friend, whatever that is. If he doesn't say anything and Kyrie Irving decides to stay, well, who's the alpha male with this basketball team? If I'm Kevin Durant, he said the right thing, he should do the right thing, and that is stay completely out of it. This is beyond the scope of any kind of involvement, Christine and Courtney, that Kevin Durant has to have. Because Kyrie Irving is going to make this decision based on what? Not his friendship with Kevin Durant, but what's best for Kyrie Irving. And Kevin Durant clearly understands that because he did what was best for him when he left Oklahoma City to go to Golden State. Then he left Golden State to go to the Brooklyn Nets and sided with Kyrie Irving. So he's not going to want people telling him what to do. That's why he's exercised the same option here. So I think he's done the right thing, said the right thing, stay completely out of it, let Brooklyn and Kyrie work itself out, and whatever it lands, then that's what he's going to wind up doing.
I understand not like negotiating or brokering between the franchise and the player, but this is a team sport and actions are not contained in a vacuum. Whatever Kyrie Irving does is going to affect Kevin Durant this season and beyond that potentially. So also, Kevin Durant knows that Brooklyn wants to keep him happy. And that's a big playing, you know, a sticking point for Kyrie Irving in these negotiations. Give me the max deal because, you know, if I leave, Kevin Durant's probably not too far behind me and he's going to go somewhere else that's not Brooklyn. So if I'm Kevin Durant and I know this, you know, I'm probably not going, I mean, using me as leverage would that would bother me as a player because Kevin Durant has earned what he's earned on his own. Some people are going to say different, but he's earned what he's earned on his own. And I feel like Kyrie Irving at this point, using KD as a ploy here to get what he wants, even if you are close friends, I'm not sure how that would sit with me. I think Kevin Durant has a right. I'm not saying that he's going to do it. I think he has a right to have that sort of come to Jesus talk with Kyrie Irving and say, look, this is what happened last year. I really want to play with you. We are better together than we are apart. So, well, the deal that you might be getting from Brooklyn might not be the max. It might not be 4 years, 198, what I got last offseason. But you can eventually get there. They're going to give you a short-term deal that's probably loaded with incentives, so you'll make some money. And even if you didn't, 36 and a half versus missing $17 million last season, Christine and Freddie, for not playing in those games, that's a sizable chunk of money. I feel like if you're KD, you say, hey, let's lock in. Let's go win a championship this year. Let's contend in the East at the bare minimum. And you can set yourself up because I'm going to help you do that.
Well, that's all well and good. That would work on somebody not named Kyrie Irving. And here's why. Because we've seen this, Courtney, before with Kyrie Irving, that you could say the sky is blue. If he doesn't believe it, he's not following along. You can give him as many receipts as possible, and he's going to say, nope, don't believe it. Kevin Durant can go to him and say exactly what you said. Hey, Kyrie, Together, we're terrific. Separate, we're not going to be the same. No matter where you go, you're not going to have it as good as you have it right now with me, because this is what we signed up for together. And Kyrie me looking and said, man, Brooklyn didn't give me the respect I was looking for. They should have given me the max extension. I shouldn't have gone and opt in or opted out to get what I want. You don't know how that's going to set him on whatever road that Kyrie Irving is going to be on. And I'm a big believer. You can say whatever you want, but your actions will dictate exactly what that's all about. And if you're Kevin Durant, you have a history by saying, man, when things went haywire in Cleveland, he went his own way. When things went haywire in Boston, he went his own way. I go back to, remember the press, remember he had the whole Boston fans, and he said, I want to be here as long as you have me. Like, Kyrie, he's our man. Then he tried the power play, the Boston Celtics, and they said, dude, you're not going to talk to that way, and he couldn't wait to get out of Boston. If I'm Kevin Durant, you can't place your future with uncertainty that you don't know what's going to happen involving Kyrie Irving.
You can't, but I feel like if there's anybody that Kyrie Irving would listen to, it's Kevin Durant. Remember what he said at the end of that game four against Boston. You know, when he's, you know, pontificating about how, you know, me, KD, Sean Marks, Josiah, we're going to put our heads together this offseason, thinking about the future. He threw KD's name in that mix there. He clearly respects his opinion. Mm-hmm. He helped get him to the Brooklyn Nets, because those two had the same mission at the time when they came over from their respective organizations to play and win a championship here. I feel like if there's anybody who can get through to Kyrie Irving, it's Kevin Durant, and Kyrie foreshadowed that at the end of his postseason. Now, I'm not saying KD has to come up with the numbers, figures, and cents to help this deal get through, but he can talk some sense into him, guide him to water, because at this point, it feels like Kyrie Irving is a lost person amongst all of this, because think about it. This is going to be the fodder for the next 48 hours until he opts in or opts out. And you know that's going to be something that we find out 90 seconds before it happens.
Of course.
Because he's going to run this thing up until the very deadline. Get some guidance, get some structure, and get it from somebody who's been through this process before and has done it. You know, I know some people are going to disagree with me, done it in the right way, where he's not, you know, spurning teams left and right. Like your point about Boston, yeah, it's hard to trust Kyrie Irving after those comments, because he thought he was going to be there a long time. He said he wanted to be there a long time. And Boston fans, the reason that it's so contentious between those two, they got left at the altar because they thought he was going to be there. So I understand the logic of Kevin Durant wanting to be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to let him handle this himself. But good friends are there for you when you need
them. No matter what.
Great friends are the ones who can, like, help you in a situation that you might not be able to see clearly.
Real quick, remember when Kyrie Irving said that, that's when he thought everybody's going to be on the same page. Then Sean Marks, the general manager, said, we want guys all in. And all of a sudden, things change from Kyrie Irving where, oh, this organization is not supporting me. This organization is supporting you because they know they're a better organization when you are out there. Now, whatever's going to happen in the future, if Kyrie can let bygones be bygones and move forward, we'll see. But we've seen time and time again, if he feels anybody is not on the same page or in the same boat with him, he's going to look for a different ship that goes somewhere else.
And I think to your point, too, KD doesn't really seem to have the type of personality to be like a leader in that way.
That's not him.
So I don't know if he can necessarily allow Kyrie, pull Kyrie along, especially, Freddie, to your point, if Kyrie is just going to bounce regardless.
I'm all about control what you can control, but when your actions are not contained in a vacuum and they affect me as a player, when I'm going to be 34 years old this season and realizing I've got a finite window to continue contending for a championship, I feel like you have a right to speak up and say something.
That's very true. We'll see what happens on Wednesday when Kyrie has a chance to opt in or opt out.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
49ers quarterback Jimmy G's timetable for throwing remains on schedule after offseason shoulder surgery. The expectation has been that Garoppolo, who had the procedure on his right shoulder in March, will throw over the next few weeks after he's been cleared, and that plan remains in place. Mike Tannenbaum is back with us. And Freddie, I'm going to start with you here on this one.
All right.
Who should start for the 49ers, Jimmy G or Trey Lance?
Well, it should be Trey Lance because you told everybody that you don't want Jimmy G as your quarterback anymore. So this is the guy you drafted to take over because you didn't believe in a guy that's won more than 70% of his starts in the NFL, has taken your team to the NFC Championship game twice, and was a bad throw away from making yourself a Super Bowl champion. That wasn't good enough for the San Francisco 49ers when you signed this guy to that five-year, one-year, $37-plus million contract when he only played five games, went 5-0. You're ready to cut ties with him. So you can't just go backwards, in my opinion, to the San Francisco 49ers. You had told everybody Trey Lance is our guy. That's why we drafted him that early in the first round in 2021. You're going to accelerate this process? Okay, accelerate the process. If you can't move on from Jimmy G and trade that contract, have him as a backup. If Trey Lance is not working out early after five or six games and he's not ready to be a primetime player, then you slip Jimmy G back in there and you go on with business as usual. But you told everybody, Jimmy G's not our guy anymore. We're going with Trey Lance. You can't go backwards, in my opinion, if you're the San Francisco 49ers.
A lot of people have wondered why they held on to him for this long. And, you know, maybe it's some, you know, delusion of draft capital that they can get. But, you know, this week is an important week because if we soon find out that Deshaun Watson is going to be suspended for an entire year, the Cleveland Browns might be calling the San Francisco 49ers and giving them what they wanted, something that Carolina didn't end up doing during and before the draft for Jimmy G's services. Now, I believe that you do start Jimmy G at quarterback. And the reason behind that is Trey Lance is still growing in an NFL offense. Remember, before he was drafted, he played one game. We have not seen him play a full season in the NFL, and they've gone through this easing in process while Jimmy Garoppolo has continued to perform and to put up numbers for you. Why get off a winning horse at this point? You have nothing to lose right now by continuing to keep Jimmy Garoppolo as your starting quarterback. And let's say, you know, everything works out a different way for the Cleveland Browns. You still have that leverage if he's on your roster by the trade deadline to potentially send him somewhere else. Now, if you're the San Francisco 49ers, you feel like you will be contending in the NFC this year. So you're not sending him to another title contender in your conference. But the leverage would still be there. You could get a lot for Jimmy Garoppolo if somebody else's quarterback situation doesn't work out.
Bye. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Courtney. And my man, Freddie, you're 0-3 today because
what's going on?
You have a great team in San Francisco. Why in the world would you not start Jimmy G? You have a championship team. They've done a great job. I love Trey Lance. I thought he was the best quarterback coming out 2 years ago. But he hasn't played a lot of football. He got dinged up a year ago. Bring him along slowly. Guys, this is a great axiom. Win for today and develop for tomorrow. Go win with George Kittle. Go win with Deebo Samuel. You have a really good offensive line, and you have a quarterback that all he's done is take your team to the Super Bowl and take your team to a championship game. And if Jarski Tart handles that punt that Matt Stafford throws, they're probably back in another Super Bowl. So I am hard-pressed to understand how the 49ers are a better football team without Jimmy Garoppolo than they are today. Now, with that said, I am so intrigued by Trey Lance's ability, size, character. He has it all, but he hasn't done it yet. So why would you rush his development when you have a great player in Jimmy Garoppolo?
Disagree with Freddie Coleman. This is not the Mike Tannenbaum that I know. I used to know and love from that standpoint. And this is, you gave me another reason why I think they should go with Trey Lance based on your evaluation that you had of him at the Senior Bowl. And you're right. He has not played a lot of football. But they haven't exactly rushed him because he had a chance to learn last year. We're not talking about a rookie quarterback coming out, had only played one game in the last couple of years, say, okay, we're going to make him the starting quarterback because we drafted him with the third pick in the draft. The 49ers did bring him along slowly last year, and they're able to fit him in a couple of games. He had a couple of starts, including against the Houston Texans. He wasn't going to wow anybody, but they did not open up the offense enough for him to show the wow ability that they believe that he has, because he has the size. He's the first guy you want getting off that airplane if you're a football team saying, oh, that's what we got to deal with for 60 minutes. That's what Trey Lance looks when it comes to the part. So in my opinion, they've been able to bring him along perfectly in terms of letting him sit for a year. You learn behind Jimmy Garoppolo. His upside is something that they're banking on that's going to be better for this offense that they believe we've seen that Jimmy Garoppolo cannot provide. So if that's going to be the case, there's no need to wait 8 games, 9 games, another year. If you believe he's ready with that talent, he's going to learn on the fly and be better, not retard the progress of your team. You start Trey Lance now, you have Jimmy Garoppolo as your backup quarterback.
Mike, I'm curious, knowing especially what Courtney said, how ready do you think Trey Lance would be to play in a start in an NFL game?
I think he's close, and it's not about Trey Lance not being ready in as much as you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who's a fully formed adult who's played a long time, sat behind Tom Brady. And again, because of the abbreviated off seasons and sort of like the weird situation that he had, he only played one game his final year in college. I just feel like you have the luxury of time. Been in that situation a number of times in my career where we had someone like Chad Pennington sit for 3 years behind Vinny Testaverde. He got in there and the rest was history. And to me, if you have the luxury of a great team, which they do, a really good quarterback they have in Jimmy Garoppolo, I wouldn't rush it. And knowing that when Trey Lance gets out there, it'll be bumpy like it is for all these young guys. So that's why I'm not rushing his development.
It's not the same situation where it's Jordan Love sitting behind Aaron Rodgers. Like, we know Trey Lance is going to eventually be the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. I don't think giving him more time to develop, and kind of what they did last year, there were moments where he went in games, and when Jimmy had the shoulder injury at the end of the season, he had a chance to get his feet wet. You don't have to get thrown into the fire right away like the other four first-round draft picks from the 2021 class did. He's got the luxury of time on his side. This team has the luxury of its window being wide open right now, where it's Jimmy Garoppolo as your starting quarterback, get you as far as you possibly can with him, and then rely on Trey Lance when the time's ready.
Well, I blame this a lot on what Kansas City did with Patrick Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes
gave him a bad example.
Here's why. Because Patrick Mahomes started one game at the end of his rookie year, and Kansas City, that's why we drafted that guy, and then Patrick Mahomes has torn up the league ever since. And Mike will tell you this, every NFL team's looking for that right now. So that's why we're seeing this acceleration when it comes to rookie quarterbacks, because people don't realize how hard that is. Now, Patrick Mahomes didn't just step in and become this great quarterback. They were able to have that. Then he took his seismic, otherworldly ability. He was able to do that. And Mike Tannenbaum will tell you, the NFL's a copycat league. Hey, if that worked in Kansas City, that can work here. And that's why I firmly believe in San Francisco saying, well, we got a guy that fits the skill set in terms of a physical makeup, a bigger, stronger version of a Patrick Mahomes, and now we have him in this offense. That's why I believe they're going to accelerate that process, why they have accelerated that process, to say, we're not going to wait for Jimmy G. We've gone as far as we can. We got a guy who we believe his upside is going to bring us a Super Bowl championship and not try to go one more year with Jimmy Garoppolo.
And Freddie, I understand that. The only thing I would say the difference is Patrick Mahomes was a really good player in college. He was a top 10 pick. He had played at a high level, played a full season. And again, Trey Lance was an FCS player. They played one game. And I think that's consequentially different because you just need those reps. We had it with Mark Sanchez at the Jets. Like, he had some experience. And even he played his rookie year. While we had success, it was still bumpy for him. So I love the Mahomes comparison. I love Trey Lance for the next 10 years. Don't like him. I love him. But again, if you have somebody right there in your building under contract that you won with, I just feel like there's no reason to rush his development unnecessarily.
Mike, to your point, obviously, like you said and Courtney said, everybody reiterated, we don't know that much about Trey Lance, so I feel like it would make sense to kind of leave him in the background, let him develop a little bit more. And Mike, we're saying goodbye to you now. Thank you.
I don't know who you are anymore.
That was fun. That was really fun. I'm glad that we were able to do that.
Am I dead to you?
No, you're not dead to me. But, you know, I got the Undertaker on speed dial. Let's put it that way.
A weird vibe between you guys right now. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you soon.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Mariners and Angels engage in a lengthy full-team brawl in the second inning Sunday after tensions over 2 days of inside pitches boiled over. Both managers were ejected and six players. After the melee stopped and started twice, Raisel Iglesias came out to the empty field to throw large containers of sunflower seeds and gum onto the infield. I don't know who I want to start with here. Courtney, I think I want to start with you. What's your reaction to the brawl?
You know, at the time of the game that this happened, there was still game to be played. So thanks, Raisel Iglesias. Somebody wanted those sunflower seeds, and now we don't have any.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you're launching things onto the field of plays. Absolutely. I mean, my gosh, just look at the oomph that he had there. That's a pretty hefty throw.
That is a really good throw.
Who's going to pick that up? You're going to go out there?
Not him.
Wow. Unfortunate. Yeah, baseball players just do weird things like this. I think they just like going into the field to play, to have friendly, not so friendly conversations and just throw things in there.
I mean, if you're going to be a real man about it, throw it at the opposing dugout.
But I think he was trying to, Freddie.
Well, he failed miserably.
He was trying to throw it at his former teammate, yeah. Jesse Walker.
Put it this way. Sunflower seeds are there to eat, spit, be happy. Now, no one can be happy now, like That's Courtney said, so. For the rest of the game.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, baseball brawls. They're so comical because there's always like three or four guys who want to fight, and the other 30 are like, oh man, we got to run.
You got to run out.
Out.
Be good teammates.
Most of the time, if I hold you back, pretend like you're going to do something, and then we won't get involved. Although, if I'm the Angels, the last thing you need is Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani trying to break up a brawl, and those two guys are two of the best players in baseball.
The funny thing, this reminded me of, you guys remember Philip Wellman, who was with the Braves farm system, and he was the one throwing rosin bags, and once he got into the altar, there's the video. Mm-hmm. He takes the bases, launches it into the field. That's the first thing that reminded me of when Iglesias takes the sunflower seeds and launches them into the field of play. That's incredible. Look at loft.
Are you a fan of the thing about baseball brawls that's so interesting to me is how long it takes them to settle down and clear. Mm-hmm. Are you guys fans of that? I feel like that's what makes it so good. It's like nobody's stopping it. The umpires are trying to do what they can, but nobody's stopping it.
The umpires are like, look, you know, we get enough grief as it is from fans. We're not doing this.
The umpires are the ones who kind of sparked this thing yesterday.
Either way, but come on now. If you're going to fight. If you're not.
There were guys throwing punches, Freddie.
There were some guys.
There might be some
people out.
Coming. There were guys
might
throwing
be.
Punches.
There should be. Oh, my God.
Well, this is fun, guys.
It was fun. Absolutely.
Hopefully we do it again soon. And, we'll see you guys next time.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.